It's August 2020 and I've read 100 books this year alone, and I'm going to share with you in this episode what I've learned from reading 3 books per week, and if you should do it too. Stay tuned. So, as said in the beginning, I've read 100 books in this year alone, and I would love to share my feedback. Now, first question is, what kind of books? Usually, I read a lot about one topic, since I'm working hard on getting better every day at what I'm doing at work or for work in our business, which is marketing, social media marketing, psychology, sales psychology, behavior, and graphic, a little bit of graphic design, a little bit of photography, video editing. So whatever I read, I try to choose books that will help me grow in my business. With that being said, most of the books are in that genre. Now, I also love a lot of self-help books and also books about positive psychology. I read a lot of research about positive psychology as well, which helps me understand better our behavior, our mood. In my past, I suffered from depression and I had really weak mental health, and I always wanted to improve that. I wanted to feel optimized. I wanted to feel good. I wanted to feel great, actually, every single day. So those are the books that I choose as well, from Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, to really books about psychology from people and professors that are studying it for years, decades. Now, since we are a CBD startup, obviously I will read a lot about cannabis, history of cannabis, how it works, also about holistic health and health in general. I'm really into biohacking. Recently, I came across Dave Asprey's books. I've read 2 of them in the last 2 weeks. So those are the books pretty much in general that I read. Now, 100 books sounds a lot, and I remember my dad telling me that when I hated books. Until I turned 20 or 21, I hated books. I couldn't stand reading books. I couldn't understand how can you sit down and read a book. I thought one book of over 100 pages takes months to read, and it was just a disaster. I hated books, and I remember my dad always telling me, oh, when I was in high school, I read 76 books in 1 year. I believe it was 76 books. Now, I was thinking that it's just impossible, and he's just showing off. How can you read 76 books? Now, I know it's possible. I challenged myself with 150. Maybe you ask yourself or question yourself, why 150? There's 2 reasons why I decided 150. First, this is a pretty big number, and it pretty much gives me 3 books per week to reach it. So I wanted to read 3 books. I thought at the beginning of this year, or actually at the end of last year, that I will manage reading 3 books per week. Plus, we met at one of the real estate seminars a gentleman who's very successful in real estate. He is a big investor, developer. He does a lot of stuff in real estate for 20, 30 years. And obviously, he was one of the panelists. So I woke up to him after his presentation, his speech, and asked him about books. And he told me that he read 1 year, when at the very beginning of his career, he read 147 books or something like that. So I wanted to be close to that. So I came up with 150 books. He also gave me 3 book recommendations. He is in real estate, right? But he gave me books about copywriting and about storytelling, which are 1 out of 3 high income skills, in my opinion. Those high income skills are presenting and speaking, public speaking, speaking in front of the camera, speaking on a videotape, podcast. Second, copywriting. You want to write, use the cash words. Jason Capital likes to use this word, cash words, meaning what makes people buy, what makes people decide if they want to invest in you, in your products, etc. And number 3 is obviously selling. You need to be able to close. That means I still have some sort of negative emotions when I say selling or closing. But if you follow people, influencers, big influencers like Grant Cardone, Ty Lopez, you know that if it's your obligation to actually sell, if your product is, you have good intentions, first of all, let's start with this. If you have good intentions, if your product is really helping people and you know it, it's your obligation to sell and close people because you know it's going to help them. So that's my opinion on that, and I try to follow it. Now, back to the topic, 100 books so far. I still have 50 to go. But do you really need to read 100 books a year? Well, the answer is it depends. It's very time consuming. I'm a speed reader. I'm very independent of the type of, depends on the type of the book, but I read between 300, maybe 500, maybe even 600 times, sometimes words per minute. Well, that means that in general, I spend 4-5 hours on a book on average. Some books take me 10 hours, some books take me 8 hours. For instance, a book like Robert Greene's Mastery would take me about 10 hours, at least 10 hours. But some books that are maybe 200, 250 pages are easy to read. And I like to read from the beginning till the end. I know that there is usually 20% of the book that is really some golden nuggets, and the rest is just some text that is telling you some stories. So yes, you can at this point read faster, but that means that you just avoid reading in your mind words like you, words that you know by heart, something that is not new. That is speed reading pretty much. You don't have to read or hear that voice in your head saying you, I, we, know, how, and you just grab a few words out of the sentence, each sentence, and you just understand what the sentence is telling you about. And comprehension right now, I tested it, was around 80%, so pretty good with that, pretty happy. Sometimes I listen to an audiobook when I clean a house or when I work, and I don't need really to focus on what I'm working on, such as cleaning. You can listen to an audiobook and you're gonna get a lot out of it. And I usually stop when I hear something good. I stop, I take notes. But in general, I have to do everything that is possible, use every free minute that I have to read a book. Obviously, 3 books per week is giving you, well, let's say, 10 to 20 hours per week at least. So it's a part-time job, but it definitely can have a huge impact if you choose the books that you love to read, if you choose topics that are interesting you. So to answer, or to continue answering your question, if you are into personal growth, and if you are starting your own business, or you want to maybe grow at your work right now, reading more books will help you 100%. You can start reading 3 books per week. That is going to definitely help you. Yes, it requires concentration. Yes, it requires you taking notes and actually understanding a book. So sometimes I spend more than 2-3 days. Sometimes I go back and reread a book. I do it too. Sometimes I just want to see after what's happening after a year when I reread the book, how I understand it right now after a second time. Some books like Think and Grow Rich, you can read multiple times during your lifetime or during your decade. You can actually reread some of the books once a year and you're definitely going to benefit from it. Some books like Awaken the Giant Within, How to Influence and Influence People, those are the principles that you have to ingrain in your brain and use it to really become a better person. But books about Kaizen philosophy, about other Japanese philosophies, books about biographies or autobiographies, books by Dalai Lama, Heart of Happiness, those are definitely books that had a tremendous impact on myself. And for instance, The Art of Happiness, I read over 2 weeks because I didn't want it to speed read it. I wanted to read one chapter, maybe two, and contemplate on what I've just read. So, with that being said, I had to read 3 other books that week. Some weeks I read faster, I have more time, so I read 4 books, so that helps as well. Now, again, you will need time to read books. At this moment of our life, after wedding, my wife reads a lot of books too. I believe right this year she's getting closer to 30 books so far, so she might get to 40, maybe 45, maybe even 50. We'll see. Now, so we read together. We start the day by reading, and we spend 1 hour, sometimes 1 hour and a half, maybe before going to sleep, another 30 minutes to read books. And again, if you really are about personal growth, books will help you, because as the saying goes, a reader lives 1,000 lives. That means that you are going to live a better, more fulfilled life by reading important books. And now when it comes to time management, we watch one movie a week. Usually I pick a movie that will have also some sort of an impact on us, positive impact on us, will make us think, maybe history, movies about some history, so you open your eyes. But again, if you are into watching Netflix every evening and you don't even know, maybe you watch for 2 hours or maybe even 3 or 4 hours a week TV. I can imagine that some people watch even 2 hours a day TV. Now, if you spend 2 hours reading a book, you're gonna be halfway through. So if you do it every day, you're gonna read 2 to 3 books per week. That's what I do. I just sacrifice any time that I could waste on watching movies or doing nothing. I invest this time into reading. And we'll see what's going to happen with our financial life, but I can tell you that I feel definitely better when it comes to mental health. Because I understand, I know, I look back at the time that where I was down and I really didn't know what to do with my life. And with that perspective, I've grown a lot. And I can definitely say that credit is good to many books that I've read. Right now, I am about 236 book in general. So as you can tell, I am a pretty fresh reader, but I read a lot right now. And I don't know, most likely when we decide to have kids soon, I won't have time to read 3 books per week, but I'm sure I will be able to read 1 book a week, because it's definitely manageable to everyone. If not, read 1 or 2 books per month. That still gives you over 20 books. 20 books can have a tremendous impact on your life. So this is my feedback about reading books, reading 100 books in 2020. I will definitely keep you posted, and when I have something interesting, or when I find out that people actually want to maybe get some summaries from the most interesting books I've read, I'll keep you posted on that as well. And definitely hold me accountable for reading another 50 books we have with September, October, November, and December to read 50 books. I read first book this week, and it's Tuesday, so it looks like I'm on track again. So let me know, how many books are you reading, and what type of books are your favorites? Let me know in the comment. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you in the next episode.